Oroville, May 29th, 2009. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Chloe and Anna. The weather forecast today shows cloudy skies. There's 80% chance of rain for Saturday night. For Sunday, a thunderstorm. Monday, more chance of rain, with temperatures fluctuating between 29 and 34 degrees, and winds southeasterly, 18 to 28 kilometers per hour. Today's interview is with a young lady who's been working as secretary for the Oroville Council during its last term. Good morning, Satya.
Good morning.
So, can you say a little bit about your experience in the last year and a half, 2 years working as secretary for the council?
I just want to say that it was great working with these members, and I learned a lot in this. It was nice, good, nice experience.
You learned a lot on various levels, I suppose.
Right, but I feel that things has to more improve, and it is not really like. Right now, Oroville is not what Mother was asking for. It's slowly moving on. People have to learn a lot, and I guess it will be as Mother wanted to be.
Great. I'm glad to hear you say that. During your period of working there, you probably heard a lot of things you had no idea were going on, eh?
Before, I didn't know any of these working groups. I didn't know the mandates and policies and all this. But after coming to council, I know many groups. I know many people who are here. And for me, it's different. Before, I just came straight from my school, and it was nice.
Good. And Satya, will you continue with the next council as secretary?
I want to continue for another maybe 2 years, and then because I see this is the time where I'm learning, and I feel that maybe another 2 years would be a good experience in council. So I want to.
Any parting thing you'd like to say, any final thing you'd like to say as advice to other young Orovians?
When I sit in the council and see many conflicts, I feel we should be more as a community and forgive things and get together and do community works together, not saying this is my place or your place. I see it's changing, but it has to change more.
Thanks a lot, Satya.
Okay. You're welcome.
Shredavan makes a presentation on the 100th anniversary of Sri Aurobindo's Utupara speech, in which he spoke of his second major spiritual realization, the cosmic consciousness and the divine as all beings and all that is. This was his first public address after being released from Alipore prison in May 1909. That's at Savitri Bhavan, Saturday the 30th, 5 p.m. The selection committee has posted the list of selected candidates for a new Oroville Council and Working Committee. Feedback from the community can be positive appreciation, testimony of trust, or objections. Any objections sent in must be factually substantiated in order to be taken seriously. Please address feedback to Residents Assembly Service either by email rasservice@oroville.org.in or if written, by depositing it in the RAS letterboxes available at Solar Kitchen, Town Hall, and Portusit Aspiration. All feedback will be processed jointly by the Selection Committee and the Residents' Assembly Service at the end of the feedback period, which is from Saturday, May 30th until Saturday, June 13th. Much unhappiness arises when you take each thought that comes into your mind without stepping back to consider it as the one and only truth. That's from the mother. The news is a reflection in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please contact orovilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.